Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party Transformers. On this episode of Transmissions, Fans Toys drops the price of their Omega Supreme. We get a look at the Optimus Prime San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and we've got some images of Masterpiece live-action movie Bumblebee. We have all of this and so much more on this episode of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that thinks a hung parliament could be settled with one of the most epic high-stakes games of rock, paper, scissors. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo to everybody in Discord.
Jeremy, a.k.a. Akko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hey, how's it going today? Let's talk Transformers.
Do you have something to say, Yoshi? I feel like you're stifling a bit of rage or bile.
I want to save that rage so it just randomly bursts out later for no reason.
All right. We'll look forward to that. All right. Sadly, no new donations this week, so let's start off with toys.
Beginning of this week, we got some pretty interesting news that kind of shocked me and left me feeling all warm and fuzzy inside because I save money. And when I save money, I get all warm and fuzzy. So Fans Toys, the company that's making the ginormous Omega Supreme figure, Masterpiece scaled, it is coming in two parts. They're calling it Aegis Sentinel or something like that. Aegis, maybe?
Aegis?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, right. All right. Yay me. So anyway, a memo went out from Fans Toys to all of their retail distributors, retail outlets, people selling the Omega, saying, hey, we need to drop the price on the two parts of our Omega Supreme. By how much? Well, total $130. It's huge. Why would they be dropping this? Well, DX9 is the reason. DX9, if you remember, we talked about it on the last show, maybe the show before that as well. They brought out their D-12 Gabriel, their Omega Supreme figure, in Masterpiece scale. Direct competition for Fans Toys. And their figure is $60. It's actually $279 or $280 total price, which is incredibly cheaper than the $470 that Fans Toys was asking for theirs. Fans Toys issued the statement saying discount ours $130, bringing theirs down to $340. This is still, Fans Toys is still $60 more expensive than DX9's, but it is a lot more easier to swallow. So if you're a fan of Fans Toys or you really want to still stick with Fans Toys, DX9 going up that scale you might not be so sure on. I don't know. It's a big jump.
What was the original price?
For the Fans Toys?
Yeah.
$470. So yeah, they dropped it a big chunk. It's interesting that this direct competition is something that we haven't really seen in the third party area because, I mean, we've had companies build the same figures. We've had them build the exact same combiners quite a lot. We have them building, I don't know, what is it, 7, 8 Springers right now? They're generally around the same price point. I don't have them all sitting in front of me on their, you know, what they're costing, but they're approximately, you know, give or take, around the same price. This was a huge difference in pricing between one and the other, and Fans Toys had to respond or they were about to lose their shirt. And they did. I think all of us who had pre-orders for Fans Toys Omega and still want to keep it are going to save a whole whack of dough here. And that's good. Still, it's $60 more than the DX9 one, but...
But it's a whole inch taller.
$60 for that inch, yeah. It's interesting to look at it because Fans Toys is known for their quality. DX9 is not a slouch in this either, though. It's one of those things like DX9 is in the grand scheme of things, there's a lot newer than Fans Toys is. and there hasn't really been a figure that Fans Toys has fucked up.
So is that why you're staying with Fans Toys? It's just because of your history with them?
I don't have a big history with them, but their history is superb quality, and that's why I'm sticking with Fans Toys. But I have DX9 figures as well, and they're great. So I have no problem with anybody, like, anybody that says, I'm switching, I'm going with the $60 cheaper DX9 figure, because, you know, it's going to be approximately the same size. It comes in one piece, right? That's a big bonus. But, I mean, if I look at the two together, one thing stands out to me that does that on the DX9 that doesn't appear on the Fans Toys one, and that's the track or whatever the you want to call it that the tank runs on. When it's on the Omega figure, if you're looking at it, it looks like you're looking, well, you are, you're looking at the bottom of it on the front and the back, and it looks unfinished from both sides. If you look at the Omega from Fans Toys, it looks finished from the front and the back. It just looks complete. That's something that stands out to me when I look at the figure, depending on which angle I have it on. A lot of people have been pointing out the knees as a comparison point. Yes, Fans Toys has a very gappy knee. It's a pin, so you literally just have one point of articulation on that. Whereas DX9 has these, it's a hinge. Well, not really a hinge, but it's got looks like a shock absorber kind of a deal. It looks really cool. So it does appear to be a better knee. I don't know how much, like if it's going to be stronger or anything like that. But yeah, it does look better. The other thing that people have been pointing out, and it's unconfirmed whether Fans Toys one has it or not, but the DX9 one has LED. Like it has light up eyes. It has an LED in both hands. So that's something that's pretty cool. The DX9 one though, they have confirmed on their Facebook page, because I asked them if it was motorized, and it is not. So you won't be having a tank drive around on the track at all.
In one of the pictures on the BBTS listing, the Fans Toys one has an LED on the claw hand.
Okay.
So I don't know if it has it on the rest of the figure, but at least on the claw hand, it looks like there is.
Cool. That's cool then. Because I hadn't really seen the LEDs on the Fans Toys one, but it's definitely on the DX9 version. It comes right down to personal preference and what you think looks more to your, you know, liking. The DX9 looks good. Don't get me wrong. I really like the way it looks. The price point is right. I mean, you save $60. $60 is good, especially if you're converting it to Canadian. That's like $80 Canadian. The things that I have to point out are the things I've already done. The track or wings in robot mode don't look quite right to me. That is something that would stand out to me, because I'm not going to keep this guy in tank or rocket mode. He's just too big. I have no space for him. He would be in robot mode the entire time, and I would be looking at those wings all the time, thinking how bad they look. So Fans Toys is going to be who I'm going to stick with, because I think those wings look better. And the knees, yeah, they're not looking great, but I'm hoping that they'll at least be covered by figures that I'll have standing in front of them. Anyway, guys, what do you, just a quick, you know, comparison between the two. We've got a really huge price drop here. You know, this is bringing it down into a little bit more of a palatable area. Would this make you guys reconsider getting one of these?
Nah. I mean, it's cool that they reduced the price, so I'm glad that you're getting a discount. It does look like a cool figure, but I'm all about the small stuff these days. I'm not looking to get any more giant figures.
Okay.
I do think, for what it's worth, I do think the Fans Toys one looks better than the DX9 one.
No matter the price, it still doesn't have the wife acceptance factor for me, just because of the size. So, you know, even if it was like $100 total, I probably couldn't bring it in the house.
Do you foresee, Daryl, a lot of add-ons for this from other third-party vendors?
Not really. Maybe one or two but you don't really see them with third-party things.
I mean, aside from stickers, maybe.
Yeah.
So when I look, I default to your judgment on everything toy-related. When I look at Fans Toys, should somebody want to motorize the tank? And looking at the track, the only way they're going to be able to do that is if they actually have rubber tires in the tank, because there is nothing on that track that would allow for the tank to grip the uphill slope there.
Right.
Whereas on the DX9, just looking at these horrible 3D models, it looks like there are grooves for the track that something plastic could dig into and propel it. I'm not saying that the DX9 is going to be motorized. I think it would be cheaper to motorize the DX9 one.
Yeah, I understand where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody wants this thing to be motorized, and it's not going to be. I mean, I hope to God I'm wrong, but everybody wants that. So then it comes on to a hobbyist or a third party to make it happen.
If you're looking at the B segment of the Fans Toys one, you get an up close picture of it in rocket mode, and you can see that there is a groove along the center of the curvature of the.
It's kind of flush. It's not. There's not really.
There is a ridge. There's a ridge there, and then as it goes up the hill, the ridge turns into like a track. I'm not a track, but a guide.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you can see that, it is. I believe it's the first picture on that. But yeah, I honestly think that you could make something run along this track. Now, you run into the weight factor. The tank on this thing is going to be really heavy. And you add batteries to that? Yeah. It's I want it to work. I want it to work more so for the walking factor. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look like it's going to be likely. There has been no definitive yes or no yet. I think it would be awesome if it did. I think it looks amazing. I think that you could possibly get it to work with this. There doesn't seem to be anything that says that it's not. So I don't know. Well, that's what I brought this week, guys. Jeremy, what do you have?
I have the big Transformers. I'm assuming it's the big Transformers San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. It is Voyager class Optimus Prime figure. This is exclusively available for purchase at San Diego plus Hasbro Toy Shop for a limited number. It'll be $49.99, and it comes with a piece of the tire from an actual screen used truck that was Optimus Prime in the movie. So rather than recycling the tires, they're like, well, let's just cut it up and give it to the fans. I'm guessing this is a new figure. This link from IGN's not really saying a lot, but, you know, it's Optimus Prime from the movies. And I think the big draw is that piece of tire. Anything else you can see about this, Daryl?
You mentioned that you think it's the big toy from San Diego Comic-Con. This is, they generally have a Transformers toy at the $50 level. Which is in fact,
I wasn't thinking about Trypticon. That's probably going to be a big toy.
Yeah, that I think that's where you're going to have your big one. This will be their regular sized yet. I do believe that it's probably their new last night Voyager Optimus. I don't think it's like a brand new figure, but
this paint deco is probably what makes it new for the show.
Yeah, I haven't messed with any of the new toys, so I haven't been able to confirm that. I like the box. The box looks cool. I like the interesting window on it with the embossed logo on the top. You get to see a ton of the toy in the front. There's a lot of empty space in the back of this box. Obviously it's a truck, so the wheel bed there is a very short area. You can't use that all that space can't be used for a piece of tire. So yeah, it's, I mean, the packaging looks nice as far as a piece of tire. It's funny, 'cause a lot of people have said, this is like when this news piece got dropped out, I was seeing a lot of people talk online saying, this is a dumb thing. Who would include a piece of tire? Who cares about a piece of tire? And it's kind of funny. I thought I have a card from back in the day, I bought a package of NASCAR racing cards. Inside, I got a card that has a piece of sheet metal and a piece of rubber from one of the tires off of the car. And I thought, this is the craziest thing. And on the back of the card is a certificate of authenticity printed on it that says, this is blah, 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 from this car that, you know, crashed and wrecked and whatever. And I thought, this is the craziest thing. Who would want this? And I've kept it. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess put like that, you are getting something that was used in the movie.
Exactly. You know, and what do you expect them to give you? You want them to chop the truck up and give you a piece of the truck? This is this is an easy thing for them to do while still keeping the truck for, conventions and other appearances and all that other crap. They can give you a piece of the tire. I don't know. I think it's a cheesy thing to do. Yeah. People like that shit. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, I think it's neat, but not worth $50, I don't think.
Cool. Well, Yoshi, what are your thoughts on buying a $50 piece of tire and getting a toy with it?
You know, as the guy on the show who likes rubber tires, this is horrible. they're trying to get me to buy a movie figure and it's not working, but they're trying.
Yeah. Charles, what are your opinions?
Meh. I mean, I have no interest in owning a tire from the movie, and the movie toys in general don't interest me. So no, thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess before I move on, I would like to say Hasbro PR did also send us those images after IGN got their exclusive. So it's awesome that we're actually included on these PR lists now. I guess with that, Yoshi, what do you got?
Well, I have some pictures of Masterpiece Movie Bumblebee, which according to the article here says it's roughly the same size as Masterpiece Sideswipe. This is the 07 movie incarnation of Bumblebee. And to me, and the box follows the same theme as the other MP figure boxes. To me, though, the yellow plastic, for some reason, just looks really chintzy and cheap, which, in contrast to the other movie MP figures I've seen, seems kind of out of place. And maybe it's just the lighting of the photo. Maybe it's just me. But something about it looks off. There's detail in it. It's obviously a many multi-step transformation, and it's just something's off. I don't know if there's not enough colors or they're just the way it was colored, but...
Well, it's a movie figure. There's not going to be a lot of colors.
Well, sure. But it's a masterpiece. I expect more.
It's your bias against yellow. That's the problem.
Could be. And the lack of yellow tires. Rubber tires. So, yeah. You going to add this to the collection, Charles?
No. As I said before, movie toys do not interest me.
So much hate. what about you, Daryl? Any part of this that looks interesting to transform?
I find it a little interesting as far as engineering wise. The toy it does make the Camaro look good. So you're kind of right. It's funny that we're looking at this today because I ended up watching the 07 movie today because it was on TV, so I watched it with my daughter. And the coloring, the yellow, it's not quite right. The one from the movie was like a bit more orangey. So, yeah, it's odd. I mean, I get you. Yellow's a hard color to reproduce on these toys because we've seen it with Bumblebee figures forever. If you're looking at the back window, that piece of yellow that's on the top there, that's yellow painted on clear plastic, and it's going to look different than the yellow that's on top of the roof because that's likely not clear plastic.
Just like with the Masterpiece G1 Bumblebee where they had the Autobot logo that flipped over.
Yeah.
That piece is a different shade than the rest of the.
Exactly. So yellow paint reacts differently when it's on with regards to the plastic that it's painted on. And that's really tricky to work with. So you could have a Bumblebee figure and a figure that I kind of reference all the time because it's kind of easy to get. And you'll know it if you have it in your collection is, I believe it's deluxe scale, but deluxe, Transformers Animated Bumblebee. So if you've got that and you transform it into car mode, it looks like it's got like four different colors of yellow on it. It doesn't. They're just trying to match the paint. So yeah, yellow is really difficult. As far as the outlook of the vehicle, it looks good in robot mode. He looks like Bumblebee from the movie. His feet with the long balance pieces out the back, I'm not particularly fond of those, but if that's what you got to have so he doesn't fall over, I'll take it, because I hate it when my figures don't stand. So if that's what it needs, that's what it needs. I don't mind the way it looks. There are so many Bumblebees out there right now, movie Bumblebees, that I find it hard to differentiate a lot of the transformation with a lot of the movie Bumblebees. You know, I look at this and I wonder, you know, what movie figure did they take and tweak? You know, throw a couple more joints in, change the hands. What did they do differently on this one that's just literally just this, you know, Voyager Bumblebee that they just kind of messed around with and made a little bit better, and now they're calling it a masterpiece? But, you know, it may just be a complete rebuild from the ground up. Who knows? I probably won't be adding it to my collection. But it is interesting to note, when you look at the box, it does the exact same thing as the Masterpiece movie Optimus, where it's got Takara Tomy in the top right corner and Hasbro in the bottom right corner. So we're likely to see this thing hit the shelves for Japanese or Asian markets and North American markets at the same time.
One detail I do like with this figure is how they do have the battle mask for the head that, I guess, it flips over the regular head. I think that's cool. That's a nice detail they added.
Mm-hmm. Some of the deluxe Bumblebees did have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And apparently the arm transformed into his cannon, too.
Yeah, I thought that was neat.
That also, I think, is new. I know some of the deluxe Bumblebees did have it where his arm was simply just a cannon. So you couldn't just transform it back and forth. I'm noticing on the box here that he does have this sticker that says Toys R Us exclusive. I don't know whether the movie Optimus had that. Bumblebee may just be a Toys R Us. Or it looks like it's obviously just a Toys R Us figure, whereas Optimus may be more of a widespread figure.
One thing I'd like to point out that kind of detracts from the toy, if you look at that picture that has the bottoms of all three car modes, the Sideswipe and who's the other one they have there? Is that
Blue Streak or Silver Streak?
Yeah. They hide a lot of the robot pieces in the undercarriage where, I mean, even though you can tell, okay, this is a part of his foot, they put molding in there to make it look like a car. Mm-hmm. And the Bumblebee is just like, oh, here's his arms, here's his legs. Mm-hmm. They don't hide it at all. Mm-hmm. I expect more from Masterpiece.
Sideswipe is fantastic if you're comparing them.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see anything with Sideswipe. That's fantastic. With the Silver Streak there, you can see his hands. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You're right. With Bumblebee, that's, you got everything. And if you're looking past that front center beam there, you got his head sitting dab in the middle.
And then you have the little crotch license plate.
Yep.
Right. I mean, at least do something to hide it.
Yeah. But
Would your guys' opinion of this figure change in wanting to get it if it came with a P gimmick?
No.
All right.
No. Well, if they had a Legends toy that did that.
Did they?
No, I'm saying if they had a Legends toy that did that, that'd be awesome.
No.
No, I actually hated that part of the 2007 movie. Well.
All right, that's what I've got. Charles, what do you have?
All right, well, we've been talking about those rumors about an Orion Pax figure coming out, and now we have some more details, because apparently it's going to be part of a Transformers Tribute Evolution 2-pack. And so this Orion Pax figure that is a repaint of the Titans Return Cup with a different head will be combined with a, I think it's a War for Cybertron version of Optimus Prime. So both of those figures together in this 2-pack. So I have never had the War for Cybertron figure. Did you guys see that, and what did you think of it?
I have two versions of that mold. The regular one and then Takara's black version. And it's okay. The Fall of Cybertron I thought was a little better.
Okay.
You are crazy. That is a fantastic figure. Fall of Cybertron's figure is good, but it's no War for Cybertron. you take your opinions and get the hell out of here.
Well, you're the toy guy, so apparently you're, you know.
I won't bother asking Yoshi because I'm sure
I haven't spent too much time with it.
Look, just look at the pig picture too for the like the tech spec, or not the tech spec, but the back of the box for it. How many steps does it take to transform this son's a bitch?
27.
27 steps to transform this thing on a deluxe figure. A deluxe. It's unreal. It's
and that's a positive for you?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's where we differ.
I don't have my cup box handy because they don't show it here, but I bet you cups is around what, 15 or so? I don't know. I like the look of this set. I think that we're going to see, I think this is the first of many Evolution 2 packs, because we saw this with the last movie, if you remember. There were the Dinobot Evolution 2 packs.
All right.
So I think we're going to see a bunch of these.
It's funny because this Orion Pax, which is, you know, an homage to the G1 cartoon, never had any connection with the War for Cybertron Optimus Prime. But both of these, I would pick this up, though, because I wanted to get that cup. I never saw a cup, but having this figure, and based on Daryl's recommendation, having this Optimus Prime version might be a good set. Yoshi, any interest in these guys?
Fuck no.
Why am I not surprised?
I may have a spare one. I have to look around, but I may have an extra War for Cybertron Optimus lying around.
Okay, well, I might want to get this set, so we'll see if I can find this set.
And to answer my own question, 18 steps. 18 steps it takes to transform Cup. So that's a huge difference in deluxe engineering.
Is that a spoiler for Trips to the Store? You already have a cup?
I've had a cup for a while.
Oh, did you show it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shows how much you pay attention to me.
No, I'm getting old.
I think you're already there.
So are we still thinking this is going to be for Hascon, or you think there's going to be in regular retail?
Oh, I bet this is regular retail.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
This seems like something you'd want to get out there rather than confining it to a single convention.
I bet we're starting to see, like, Hascon, we're going to see a lot of stuff at Hascon that'll be, like, before it hits the shelves kind of stuff. It won't be, this is not exclusive to Hascon or anything like that. So this might, like I said before, this is the first of many of these, I'm fairly certain. I don't know who would be next. I would assume Megatron. He's in the movie, right? So a Megatron 2-pack. Yeah. So, but yeah, this will be probably the Christmas time stuff that you're going to see in the stores. That kind of stuff. Fall. That'll probably hit fall.
All right. Well, that's my toy topic. So let's move on to KO Corner.
All right. Well, we got told about this in the Discord channel, and then I went and found a few more pictures on Dime Chalk's page. And this is a interesting piece. It is a KO Chug Drift. So you remember the Drift mold from Generations that also got used for Blur? Well, they're making a KO of it, but they're using diecast and a lot of it. So if you want to take a look there at the pictures we have in the show notes, you can see that they are pretty much using diecast everywhere. Almost all of the car body is diecast, which is pretty cool. That's going to make this figure super heavy. There isn't any comparison pictures or anything like that to say whether or not this is going to be like an oversized or not. It doesn't appear to be, but yeah, they've really do seem to have the body shape of this guy down, and it's sleek. It looks really good. This was one of my favorite figures from Generations, and if they get it right, I'll probably pick this thing up. I'm always a sucker for a diecast figure, and it would be kind of interesting to see a Generations figure done up in diecast. So yeah,
I don't know if the plastic shell will hold up to the weight.
Exactly. There's a picture showing a shoulder joint. It's got, so on the outside is a ton of that like front end, front fender die cast. Then on the inside is the arm. Around it is this, the black piece of plastic, which is the shoulder joint. So you've got a little plastic white piece that is ball jointed into the shoulder. So that's your only point of articulation holding that giant shoulder arm of the arm on. That's going to be a ton of weight on that joint. Now, whether or not the ball joint gives out or the plastic pin in that arm socket gives out, that'll be the question. But it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, I think it'll be a super heavy figure. It kind of also looks like he's got rubber tires too. So just to throw that in there, a Generations figure with die cast and rubber tires kind of seems too good to be true.
That looks really cool.
Anybody else have any experience with this? Anybody have one?
Nope.
No, I never had one. Just could you remind the audience what CHUG stands for? Just so for any new listeners out there.
Right, CHUG. So that's Classics United. So yeah, Henkei United and Generations. I used to use the H as Hunt for Decepticons as well. So, but it's mostly Henkei. But no, it's cool. So basically, your modern Transformer line, you can consider it Generations, Classics, Generations, that kind of thing. Universe, all the stuff that you find that's not movie line in the Transformers aisle is considered CHUG. It's a terrible acronym. But that's it for KO Corner.
All right, well, then it's time for trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video on YouTube so you can see all our items in loving HD detail. Or you can listen to us describe them right here in the show as we talk about them. So without further ado, trips to the store.
Transmissions wouldn't be what it is today without the awesome support of our listeners. If you'd like to support our shows and enjoy the exclusive benefits that our donors get, please visit transmissionspodcast.com/support.
All right, Yoshi, we're going to start with you. What did you get?
Okay, I don't have anything new, but I think when you learn something about an old figure, that counts as something new. So it's been on the forums this week, Daryl. I'm sure you've seen about it. They found this thing is not hard to transform. But
what exactly
they found,
is this thing? You've never said it.
Top spin.
The battle or the jump starter.
The G1 jump starter top spin. Anyways, on the forums, they were talking about a hidden mass shifting mode on this. And when you tweak it, it just comes out looking like this motherfucker right here.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know, right? I bought a new figure. Go figure.
Look at you, big guy.
So for our audio listeners, you're showing a Titans Return top spin.
That's right.
He is.
This thing was a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah.
This thing is a joy to transform. It has a lot of pegged in parts, but they fucking work for a change. And it's just beautiful. It is just a beautiful fucking figure. This guy is notorious. Everybody has like six of these in their collection. I figured I have seven now. So I really loved the shit out of this thing as a kid. Mostly Twin Twist, more than Top Spin. But I'll be getting Twin Twist when Twin Twist comes out. But this fucking thing, the Titans Return, fucking awesome. Awesome. Fun, good toy, would buy again. The paint apps are good. The logo's awesome. The guns are awesome. The head gimmick is awesome. It's the first time I actually played with the head gimmick on one of these. You guys all need to get this. Fuck you for not already having it. You suck.
I have it. I'm happy for you. I really am. You finally, you know, put on your big boy pants and bought a toy.
They made a decent one. It's not like I haven't bought a toy before. They made a fucking decent one and it works.
You should
like this piece of shit.
You should get Trigger Happy and compare it to Trigger Happy.
Shut up, Daryl. What is the piece of shit you were showing there?
No, Wheelie. Wheelie is a junker, man. Wheelie doesn't stay. Hence its current incarnate.
Well, that was what first generation or first wave Titans
it's
Return.
It's It's the first Legends class Titans Return figure.
Are you telling me that the only way I'm going to get an acceptable Hasbro product is if I wait 3 or 4 or 5, 6 waves? That's bullshit. Yeah. Get your shit together.
That's how it usually works, right, Daryl?
No.
The directions for this thing are not easy to read because they're fucking... It's black on black with white fucking writing in the back. The directions were a pain in the ass.
You needed the directions?
Yes, I did. I'm not... Oh. Dude, I go through a toy a year. You own the fucking toy thing. I don't. So, here's the box. I'm happy for me, too. It was really good. Came with a card. It's still in there. 18 fucking steps. And the directions are hard to read, but I would buy it. It's good.
You did buy it.
Wait.
You know, if you love the original one so much, you should really try to make your way to DairyCon because they have Jumpstarter races.
You know, I Patreon money, willing, yes, next year, DairyCon.
All right. Okay, let's move on to Jeremy. What do you have?
I'm not going to taste any food this week like I did last week.
So I guess since Jeremy's here this week, we know he survived the...
He did.
Taste test from last week.
Physically, maybe mentally, I didn't.
That whole thing was so cheesy, guys. I can't believe you did that.
Okay, so anyway, what I got this week. First thing is not Transformers related, but it's podcast related. Thanks to our awesome Patreons. I got this recorder to help us with interviews at conventions. We'll be using it at TFCon. It's just something that we've been talking about for a long time.
Why the fuck did we need that? We've got great phones that record awesome audio and have for years before previously.
We've never lost an interview with a creator.
You know why, Dioshi? Because we are legit as fuck.
Yeah, and this way I won't have to bring my mixer all the way to Toronto. But right now, it's recording the whole show, so I'm not going to pick it up and mess with it. The other thing I have is Transformers related. I did not purchase it, so it did not come from a store. But, you know, Tom B. Long is one hell of a guy. Daryl and Charles was asking about specific... Oh, Daryl and Charles were asking about specific issues to see if he had a copy, and he did. And he also found some other copies, and he sent us. So I got Transformers IDW number 0, art by James Reyes, who is going to be at TFCon. So then I also got Optimus Prime number 5 and Lost Light number 4. These are by EJ Sue, returning to do Transformers art. And these are the, you know, interlocking covers. So
very nice.
Wasn't expecting those, and since no one else had claimed them, they are mine. And then I got a comic that we had sent to me because it was cheaper than sending it directly to Daryl. So he'll get that at TFCon.
Maybe.
So that's all I got.
All right. I will go next. I am wearing... So Father's Day is this weekend. I'm wearing my Father's Day present from last year that my kids got.
This weekend?
Yes.
I honestly had forgotten.
Weekend coming... Well, as we record it, it's next weekend. But when the show goes up, it'll be this weekend. Time travel's confusing.
Yeah. Heavy.
I also got a IDW Transformers number 0. So this is the, you know, back... This was published October 2005. This is also from Mr. Tom B. Long. Thank you, Tom, for sending us these comics. It's really awesome. Really,
the lettering work on that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It truly is. It truly is.
Yeah. Tom also got me the Casey Collar cover for Optimus Prime number 7. This is what I asked for because I couldn't find it at my local shop. And he had an extra one and sent it to me. Thank you, Tom. He also sent me the Andrew Griffith cover as well. I didn't ask for that, but thank you for sending that.
Like I said, a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
He probably just wanted to clear out some room.
Yeah, so...
So nice. Tom has set the bar for the rest of the artists from IDW we have on the show.
I got to the shop. I got Lost Light number 6, but not the subscription cover with Alex Milne's cover that I wanted. I just got the regular cover.
Dude, Alex's cover was off the hook. What the fuck is wrong with you?
They didn't have any, Yoshi. What do you want me to do?
Call Tom B. Long. I don't fucking care.
I also got the Hasbro Hero Sourcebook, which is the Transformers universe for IDW.
Why?
I actually read the review copy on that.
Because it's got profiles and stuff. The thing is, I like that stuff.
It's going in alphabetical order on the profiles. So they can have a lot of these.
It's got when we did Revolution, in the back of the Revolution issues, they had a lot of profiles. They put that in here, and then they add a bunch of other ones.
And there's a tiny short comic in there, too, a G.I. Joe comic.
I didn't read that.
I just read a review copy.
They put the issue number in the right spot.
Yeah, you'd like that, Yoshi. The issue number's in the right place. Another thing I wanted to just show, I didn't get this recently, but this is my 2007 Barricade. He is Daryl Complete. I wanted to show this. I mentioned in the regular show that I'm not too into the movie toys, but I did get this back in 2007 when I still had hope that the movies were going to be good. But I was having a conversation with one of our Patreons on Twitter, Paul, and he mentioned that the new Barricade toys, there's a new Barricade that's coming into the Last Night, but he no longer has the Punish and Enslave on the toy like this guy has. And Paul was asking us on Twitter, why did they remove the Punish and Enslave logo that Barricade has? And I have no idea, probably because the filmmakers don't care. But I was actually looking through. So, Daryl, you recently watched the 2007 movie. I just have a digital copy, so I was just scrolling through it. In one scene of the movie, they do show, a close-up shot of the back of Barricade in car mode to show that Punish and Enslave, you know, just to kind of wink at the audience, like, hey, this is not a regular cop car. There's something more than meets the eye to that cop car. So I think that's probably why they put the Punish and Enslave on there, and no one mentions it in the movie. No one, remarks that, hey, why does that cop car have Punish and Enslave rather than Protect and Serve? Nobody says that in the movie, so I'm guessing that's not a detail that needs to come up in the latest movie, because in the latest movie, Transformers are everywhere on Earth. Everybody knows about them. So there's no reason to disguise Barricade as a secret cop car with a, you know, special message on his side. So that's my guess. Sorry, Paul. Paul was a little bit upset that they took the Punish and Enslave off the new Barricade figure, but they probably don't care. Sorry.
Didn't they put it up on his knuckles, though?
Yeah, I think he has. I think he has a little. They're called brass knuckles,
knuckle dusters.
Yeah, one says Punish, one says Enslave, I think.
Oh, do they? Okay, well there you go, so, Paul.
Look at his fist.
That's great.
Yeah,
and check written, that out, Paul.
They're written backwards so that when he punches the guy in the head, it writes Punish on his forehead or whatever.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. I will probably not be picking up the Last Night Barricade figure, so. Paul, let us know if that checks out for you. Or just look it up on a YouTube review. Probably PR or
probably
somebody else's.
Go to where we talked about it the first time, because I'm sure we brought it up when we had the pictures. We don't remember anything we say, though.
I don't remember that. Maybe. I don't know. That's all. That's all I got. I just wanted to show that. So, Daryl, bring us home. What do you got?
I got some comics. The Hasbro sort. No, I didn't get that piece of shit.
Why are you hating on the Hasbro source book? It's just
because they're charging you $5 to give you back the shit that you already got just in one convenient place. I got the regular cover to Lost Light. This is the Jack Lawrence cover. I liked this cover. It was pretty cool for a Jack Lawrence cover. But yeah, I also got the Alex Millen cover, because it's fucking amazing.
That is fucking a great cover.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It's like Alex said, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm writing my name in the center of this book, and I'm drawing around it.
He literally did.
Yeah, I know he did.
Yeah, it's right. It's right there.
whatever is going on with Alex, he's continuing to make IDW regret the decision of taking him off that book.
Yeah, and then Tom just puts the logo on there with no background, so you get even more Alex art behind it.
Does it have the drop shadow, Daryl?
I don't see a drop shadow. No drop shadow.
Oh.
But, well, no, you know what? The Lost Light brand does have a very slight one. Transformers doesn't. Well, it might, but the background is too dark to see it.
Right.
But I did notice it's very hard to tell, but Alex's name does actually sit on top of Megatron in this very slight little edging. So I thought that was kind of interesting that his name supersedes the drawing. It's so sick. It is so sick, this cover.
No, I don't know what's gotten into him, but he's drawn like it's fun again.
I think it might be his ROM versus Transformers book has got him riled up. Man, I'm looking forward to that. My toy for this week is just kind of quirky. And it's funny that I did end up watching the 2007 movie today because my toy is from that line. I got a little ghetto blaster.
Do they call it that in the packaging?
I don't have the packaging. It's
a Daryl complete toy.
This is Hasbro Takara from 2006. And this is little radio that says it's on Frenzy 97.7. And yeah, it is. It looks way better in this mode, but there's his head right there. He's Frenzy from the movie, but in stereo mode. He's
when he was in Air Force One.
Yeah. So he does transform into the robot that you see in the movie. I'm not going to attempt it right now, but yeah, if you can see on the video, like all these lines here are all of his different components and he just like breaks and folds out into the robot. And it's quite impressive how they managed to do it in this small little package. The robot mode, if you remember from the 07 movie, Frenzy was just this robot made of knives and it didn't look very good. And this robot on this guy doesn't look very good either. But the alt mode does, so I'll just leave them like this and stick them on a shelf somewhere. That's what I got. That's it.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store. Let's move on to convention news.
We have just one thing this week in convention news, or for the show. TF Expo registration is live for exhibitors and attendees. TF Expo is in Wichita, Kansas, August 18th through 20th, and an exhibitor table is $50, an artist table is $30, and full weekend for an attendee is $20. So it's pretty affordable. And then they're also going to have a customizing class on Saturday and Sunday that is $45 for that class. So it seems like this is a pretty affordable convention. They have had some pretty good guests in the past. I know on their Facebook page they have pictures of people like David Kaye that have come. You can probably count on at least one big guest and a number of vendors. So if you're in anywhere in the area, if it's drivable, I'd definitely check it out.
Are any of you guys within a tornado's distance of Wichita, Kansas?
No.
It's my old stomping grounds.
Not really.
Yeah,
Yoshi, if you still have family there, it could be an excuse to get out there.
Yeah, there you go.
I was just thinking, like, a $30 artist table, that's what we get when we go to TFCon. You could, that's not the price we get when we go to TFCon, but we could get a table there and sell some books, maybe. But somebody'd have to go.
Yeah, $30 artist table plus $600 plane ticket.
Not really. But if we have any fans in that area that do go to TF Expo, let us know how it is. I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
That is convention news.
All right, let's move on to some feedback.
And today's feedback comes from Ellie regarding our last episode, 228. And she says, if I had the money, I'd buy MP Sunstreaker just for Chip. I connected with Chip ever since I became a partial wheelchair user and have even cosplayed as him once. I do have the third party one that came with Art Feather Goldbug, but the official one looks way better. It's just not going to happen, though. And I totally agree on the lack of color with the Bayverse characters. My mom is a huge fan of the movies, and her biggest complaint is that she can't tell who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. I try to help her out, but I get confused too. With all the spinning camera angles, you'd think each character would have a distinct color scheme.
Yeah,
you're not getting any complaint from us, Ellie. That's spot on. And thank you very much for taking the time to write in. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And that is all I've got for feedback this week, gentlemen.
All right. Well, that takes us to the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And as always, this show is supported and made possible by our Patreon and PayPal supporters. We are trying to unlock a new show called Transmissions Declassified, where we do a deep dive on Transformers topics every month. But if we want to make that show possible, we need your support. So if we reach a goal of 60 Patreons, that show will be unlocked officially for all our Patreon supporters, that you will get that monthly additional show as a benefit. And if 75 Patreons sign up, then we will unlock that show for everybody, and everyone will get the chance to listen. And maybe if you listen, you'll consider becoming a donor as well, but never a donator.
Well, you gotta hate.
Just being correct, that's all. All right, everyone. Thanks again. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Thanks for listening to Transmissions. Remember, you can help support the show by donating to us directly via Patreon or PayPal. Once you become a donor, you will receive access to donor-only goodies, like donor-only contests, listening to us record Transmissions live, and getting Transmissions swag at 20% off. You can find links for this at transmissionspodcast.com/support. Subscribing to us on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play is also a great way to support us here at Transmissions. Every subscription we get helps us get better noticed on those services. Leaving us a comment and 5-star review doesn't hurt either. Be sure to come chat with us on Discord. You will find a link for Discord at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. And of course, you can always send us an email at feedback@transmissionspodcast.com. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
No, Charles turned into Yoshi. Oh, wait.
What?
Bless you. Bless you again. Bless you 3 times. Oh, damn you to hell. You're worthless for another 2 sneezes, woman.
It's called reverse sneezing. And he's like just constantly, it's like he's sucking in instead of sneezing out. And we're like, the first time he did it, it freaked us out. Apparently it's common with beagles. Daryl, you need to do something about that glare.
He just tilted his head down.
Problem solved.
It's like, why were there so many deaths in the church in the Old West?
Why?
Because the guy would walk in and be like, pew, 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 pew.
Oh. Oh,
don't, it's not, don't be proud of that. You're in timeout for 10 minutes.
You fired.
God damn it. It's going to happen eventually. Fuck it, later. Okie dokie. Do we have to pay for it with glow in the dark money?
Now, I know you want one.
I do. I want one of those loonies.
It's a toonie and they're in circulation.
We really need you guys to step up and back this up, because I'm dying to do a show about Rachel. The only way we're going to be able to do it is on Declassified.
And new listeners think
so much.
New listeners think you're talking about Rachel Ray.
Google Animorphs Rachel, and you'll see what we're talking about.
It's just the donators. That's all that matters.
Donors.
What? Sorry, could you speak up? I can't hear a fucking thing you're saying.
God damn it, Yoshi!
I don't even have that figure anymore. Well, it's going to be real hard to do an episode on it. I know. Somebody bought it from me at TFCon Chicago because it was the Rachel.
Yoshi, you should have gotten the cut of that. You made it famous.
Big window, Big Jeremy. Window,
Jeremy.
I was so enthralled by Yoshi. Suck.
Are you going to put yourself in the big window?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Shut up, Daryl.
You're not on the big one. There you go. Go on, Daddy.
I was trusting Daryl to keep Jeremy in check on that.
The ass end of this figure, of this top spin, looks better than the front of most GoBots.
That non sequitur brought to you by Yoshi.